It's a clear, cool morning in West Texas, and about 50 people are watching a helicopter wind its way around the south side of Elephant Mountain, a brown, flat-topped summit about 30 miles south of Alpine. The sun isn't all the way up yet, but it's clear the helicopter is hauling some unusual cargo.
Looks like we got some sheep coming in. Yeah, we got some slung there.
That's Bob Dittmar, state wildlife veterinarian for the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department. And sure enough, he's right. Dangling about 15 feet from the bottom of the helicopter are two desert bighorn sheep. It's early, but they have already had quite a day. The way it works is the helicopter pilot, Earl Waters, spies them on the mountain and flies close enough to the sheep to shoot them with a net. Then an assistant called a mugger jumps out of the helicopter to blindfold the netted sheep and tie their legs together. Once immobilized, the mugger wraps them in a full-body sling, which is then attached to the cord dangling below the helicopter. From there, they're flown to the drop-off point. At the base of the mountain, the helicopter's blades kick up a thick haze as the pilot gingerly lowers the sheep to the ground. They touch down, tip over, and wait. Now, before I tell you what happens next to these sheep, let's back up for some context on why desert bighorns are being helicoptered off Elephant Mountain at all. Again, here's veterinarian Bob Dittmar.
Elephant's been a very successful breed sat and probably combines good habitat and good management and just probably a little bit of luck.
You could almost say they've been too successful here. There are too many bighorns on Elephant Mountain. There's not enough space or food to support them here. So Texas Parks and Wildlife relocated some of them. It's a huge and complex operation. Parks and Wildlife only relocates bighorns every 5 to 10 years or so, but it's critical to the sheep's long-term survival. The plan is to catch 74 sheep, gather as much data about them as possible, and then release them at Black Gap Wildlife Management Area, 50 miles to the southeast.
So it's helping the population here at Elephant by alleviating that browsing pressure and helping that or augment that restoration effort at Black Gap.
That's Froilan Hernandez, the Desert Bighorn Sheep Program Leader for Texas Parks and Wildlife. The present and future health of Texas's bighorns is his responsibility, which is no small task. For as strong as individual bighorns appear, their population is fragile. They're native to West Texas. You can find ancient petroglyphs of them out here. But as recently as the 1960s, there were no bighorns in the state whatsoever. Zero. They were pushed out by ranchers who had moved into the area to raise domestic sheep and goats. The wild sheep died from diseases carried by their domestic cousins, and more ranches meant more fences.
That impeded bighorn movement to and from mountain ranges and whatnot.
The ranchers viewed the bighorns as a nuisance and a threat and hunted them with impunity.
There was regulations in place, but really nobody there to enforce them, and so they could be hunting essentially at will.
Ever since bighorns died out in Texas, the state's been trying to bring them back, but it's been a slow process. It's taken 80 years to restore their population to what it was before the wool industry moved in. There's still a long way to go.
Our goal is to repopulate all 17, 18 mountain ranges that are of historic habitat with about 3,000 animals.
Which is why this relocation is so important. Manually spreading bighorns throughout West Texas gives individual herds more room to grow and insulates them from transmittable diseases like pneumonia, which has decimated bighorns in other states. That brings us back to Elephant Mountain. At its base, 50 biologists, veterinarians, and volunteers watch the helicopter drop off the two sheep. Once it flies away, volunteers hustle over.
Can you tilt his nose down that way?
Yep.
Just there?
Yes. Like that. And carry the bighorns 20 yards to a makeshift biology lab. Tables of syringes, vials, clamps, sterilizing liquid. Tools to squeeze every available bit of biological data out of these sheep. Once they're set down on an examination table, volunteers close in around them, led by veterinarians like Walt Cook of Texas A&M.
When we do a capture event like this, and when Parks and Wildlife does a capture event like this, we try to take advantage of that and get every conceivable sample we think that we need or that we might need in the future.
It's critical to gather the data as quickly as possible while stressing the sheep out as little as possible. deaths at these capture events are rare, but they do happen. The process starts with taking each bighorn's temperature and a blood sample.
And then go in quick.
Okay.
Go in quick, quick.
They're surprisingly compliant as veterinarians tilt their heads back to slide a long syringe into their jugular. Occasionally, one's breathing gets heavy, but they don't struggle or fight. Although they could. Up close, their strength is obvious. Huge leg muscles designed to propel them up steep cliffs and ridged curly-cue horns that look like ancient weapons.
105.2, 105.3.
Rising temperatures are a sign of stress, so volunteers keep close watch over the thermometer, calling out each uptick. While this is happening, other volunteers are collecting hair samples and attaching a numbered yellow tag to each of the sheep's ears. Then, after a tonsil swab and getting a radio collar around their neck, the sheep is ready to be loaded into a trailer.
Yeah, I think we're good.
Which can be tricky, since you've got to untie their legs.
Woo! Didn't get kicked.
Over the course of 3 days, 74 bighorns go through this process. At the end of each day, the sheep are then trucked 2.5 hours away to their new home. It's pitch black outside when we arrive at the release site at Black Gap Wildlife Management Area. Each trailer's door faces a rocky hill 30 yards away. Once they're in place, biologist Travis Smith unlatches the first door,
y'all ready?
Opens it up, and then nothing happens. The first sheep just stands there.
Dale gas.
It takes a little bit of this, but then finally, the first sheep hops out of the trailer, bounds down the road, and fades into the brush. One by one or two by two, the rest of the sheep get released in the same way.
All right, here comes the next one.
All right. A small group of ewes are among the last sheep out of the trailers. Sheep program leader Forlan Hernandez tracks them with a flashlight as they tramp single file through the brush and up the hill.
That's really cool to see them like that. I mean, I get goosebumps every time I get that. It's awesome to see them that way.
It's the first time all day we've seen them move out in the open. They're fast, sure-footed, speeding up as they hit the rocky slope ahead of them. They look right at home out here. In Alpine, I'm Michael Marks for the Texas Standard.